I am now reading Mark chapter 4. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 9. The heading is, Jesus told a story about seeds and ground. Jesus went down to the lake and started to teach again. A big mob of people came to listen to him. There were too many people, so Jesus got into a boat, a little bit away from the dry ground, and sat down there. All the people stayed on the dry ground and listened to his words. He told them stories to help them understand what he was teaching. Jesus told them this story. He said, "You mob, listen to me now. A man wanted to grow some seed tucker in a paddock. He threw the seeds all over the paddock. Some went too far and fell onto the road. Some birds saw that seed lying there. They were hungry for seeds, so they ate it and finished it up. The man kept on throwing seeds. Some of those seeds went another way again and fell down on ground that had too much rock in it. Those seeds grew up really fast, but when the sun got strong, they dried up and died because they had too much rock and only a little bit of ground. He kept on throwing seeds, and some of those seeds went into the rubbish grass growing next to the paddock. Those new seeds tried to grow, but the rubbish grass blocked them, so they couldn't grow up properly. They did not get any new seeds on top. But some of those seeds fell in really good ground, and those seeds grew into big, strong plants. When those seed tucker plants were ready, they had a big mob of new seeds on top. Then Jesus said, "You have got ears, so when you hear me, you have got to think properly about my words so you can understand my message." The next section is from verse 10 to verse 12. The heading is, Jesus told stories to teach people. Later on, Jesus came away from that big mob of people. He had just his 12 special followers and a few other people sitting around him. They said to him, "You tell these stories, but we can't understand them. What are your stories all about?" Jesus said, "You mob that follow me, God wants you to know what my stories are all about, so I will tell you their meaning. These stories are all about God being the boss of everyone. But other people that do not follow me, they only get the stories. I will not tell them what it means. I do it this way so that these words in God's book will come true. People will look at what I do. They will look with their eyes, but they won't try to understand what it means. They will hear my words with their ears, but they won't try to understand them properly. If they do understand me properly, then they will turn around and come back to God, and God will not blame them for the bad things that they did. But they don't want to know about that." The next section is from verse 13 to verse 20. The heading is, Jesus told the meaning of his story about seeds and ground. Jesus kept on talking. He said, "Why can't you understand this story? If you can't understand this easy story, you won't understand the other stories I'm going to tell you. Now listen to me. In my story, a man threw out the seeds to grow some tucker. This is like someone that tells God's word to people. I said that some seeds fell onto the road, and the road was too hard, so the seeds stayed on top of it. They could not grow to make new plants. Those seeds are a picture of God's words. Some people are too hard and don't listen to God's words. They are like that road. The birds are a picture of the devil called Satan. He makes them forget those words, so they take no notice of God's message. In my story, there was ground with too much rock in it. This is a picture of people that are happy to listen to God's words, and they start to take notice of him. But other people see them believing that word, and those other people make trouble for them, so they stop listening. They soon turn their back and walk away from God's word. In my story, the man threw seeds into some rubbish grass, and that grass blocked them. This is a picture of people that hear God's words, But then they'd let other things block them. They worry too much about the things that they want in this life. They start to think too much about money and they trick themselves. They want a lot of different things all the time and they worry too much about all these things. They just think what they want for themselves and this blocks God's words too much. So these people cannot live properly for God. In my story, the seeds that fell into the ground grew properly. And when those plants were big, they made lots of new seeds. This is a picture of people that are ready to hear God's words and do what he says. When they believe God's words, they grow stronger and stronger for God. They learn more and more of God's story and can share it with other people. Some people in God's family tell out his stories more than other people. The next section is from verse 21 to verse 25. The heading is, Jesus told a story about a light. Then Jesus said, when someone lights a candle, they don't put it under a bowl, do they? And they don't put a candle under their bed, do they? No way. People hang bright lights up high so that everyone can see clearly. God's word is like a light. Everybody has to hear it. There are some things you don't know about yet, but God can help you find out about them. And there are some things that are secret now, but God can let you know what they are all about. You have got ears, so when you hear me, you have got to take notice of my words. Then Jesus said, make sure you listen to me properly and think about what I say. When you really take notice of my message, God will help you understand it, and he will help you to know more and more of his word. But if you don't want to listen to my message, God will stop you from understanding anything you hear. The next section is from verse 26 to verse 29. The heading is, Jesus talked about God's family growing like seeds. Jesus kept on teaching and said, I want you to know the way God's family grows. This is the story. A man wanted to grow some seed tucker, so then he threw some seeds on the ground. The seeds fell on the ground, and the man walked away and left the seeds there. Those seeds grew all by themselves, and that man didn't know what made those seeds grow. He just left them there for many days and they grew. God made those seeds grow in the ground. The seed tucker had to grow the long stick part first, and then the head part with all the seeds growing inside. At the right time, God made the seeds get hard, ready for people to cut down those plants and pick up the seed tucker. God is boss for everyone, and his family will grow just like the seeds in that story. The next section is from verse 30 to verse 34. The heading is, Jesus talked more about seeds and God's family. Jesus talked some more. He said, I have been thinking of another story to help you understand what God's family is like. God's family right now is like a really little seed. You know that gum tree? Its seeds are very small. When one of those small seeds fall into the ground, it grows and grows. Later on, it gets really big with lots of branches, where birds can make their nests and sit down in its shade. Well, God's family will grow like that. Jesus taught the people this way. He used lots of picture stories all the time. When Jesus was sitting down with only his followers, there he told them what the stories really meant. The next section is from verse 35 to verse 41. The heading is, Jesus told the wind and waves to sit down quiet. On that same day, while Jesus was teaching, the sun started to go down. He was still sitting in the boat, so he stopped teaching and told his followers to take him across the lake. They left all the other people behind. Jesus' followers started rowing across the lake. Some of the other people got into their boats and followed them. A little bit later, a really strong storm started to come up. The wind was getting very strong, and the waves started to fill the boat with water. It was ready to sink. Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow. His followers were so frightened that they woke him up roughly. They shouted at him, "Hey, teacher, we are all going to drown, and you don't care. Why don't you do something?" Jesus opened his eyes, stood up, and growled at the wind, and told that water, "Stop, be quiet." Straight away, the wind stopped, and the water lay down flat. Everything was quiet and still. Jesus then said to his followers, "Why are you so frightened? Can't you trust me?" His followers in the boat were really frightened and said to each other, "Hey, look, the wind and the water listen to this man and do what he says. He is really powerful."